let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Talking youth sports and concussions with Dr. David Geyer on today's program. He holds board certifications in both orthopedic surgery and orthopedic sports medicine. He served as director of sports medicine at an academic medical center in Charleston, South Carolina, and as the medical director of sports medicine at East Cooper Medical Center outside of Charleston. He is the author of the critically acclaimed That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Changed Sports Forever. Dr. David Geyer back with us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
We've got school going on. We've got all these sports activities, including football. Wanted to talk specifically, and we're going to do a series of programs with Dr. Geyer, talk about some of the important things to know and do should a concussion occur. And I want to start by asking you, I know you did months of research for the book That's Gotta Hurt. You came to some conclusions about concussions. Briefly, what did you find, and are we able to eliminate these?
No, unfortunately, I don't think we can ever completely eliminate concussions. We've certainly tried with better helmet technology, and they're certainly looking at all sorts of other things. You know, there's talk of maybe making the field safer by putting layers of padding under artificial turf. I mean, they're trying lots of different things, but I don't think it's possible to completely eliminate them. You know, anytime there's big, fast, strong athletes coming at each other in a sport like football, or accidents that happen, maybe you collide heads in soccer, you know, these types of brain injuries unfortunately can't occur.
When they do occur, and I guess what we need to do is try to limit the occurrences, when they do occur, what should we do? First of all, what do we need to know? What are the signs that we can tell whether our young adults are suffering from concussion?
Yeah, I think this, it's really critical because, you know, athletes, you know, especially young athletes, you know, assume that unless they're knocked out, basically, you know, lose consciousness and they don't remember anything, that they didn't have a concussion. But it can manifest as headaches, it can manifest as dizziness or, you know, sensitivity to light or blurry vision or nausea or even vomiting. So any type of symptom like that, it's worthwhile to get checked out. That's its own animal trying to get, you know, athletes to tell their coaches and tell the medical staff. But any type of symptom like that, even if you're not sure that it's a concussion, let somebody know.
Dr. David Geyer with us on the program. His website, great information there, is Dr. David Geyer. That's GEIER.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've got a weekly podcast, and you deal with a number of issues. In there, you're talking about the problem of concussions and the problem of getting young athletes to admit they may have suffered a concussion. In fact, you talk about most will either not admit to it or will try to hide it so they can stay in the game.
It's a really scary phenomenon, and I, to one extent, I get it. So I understand that athletes don't want to let their team down and their teammates down, or their, maybe it's their parents or their coaches. I completely understand that, but they're potentially at risk for more serious injuries. If your brain has not completely recovered and you suffer another concussion, I mean, that can be catastrophic. Plus, when you're concussed, you might not be able to run the routes as well and do what you need to be able to do on the field or court as well. So you're really not doing a service to your team. So I think that by trying to hide it or you just don't report it, it's just not good for anybody. It's not good for you from a medical sense. It's probably not good for the team from a performance sense.
You know, you mentioned the word recovery. How do we know when an athlete has recovered enough that they can get back into competition?
It's really challenging because, you know, you're going to take time off, but there's not, you know, any one thing. It's not like a broken bone where you get an x-ray and you can see that it's healed. Ideally, you would have taken, you know, and a lot of high schools and colleges now offer this, but there are pre-season baseline basically brain tests, cognitive tests, they give you sort of a baseline score on memory and a lot of other mental features. And then if you suffer a concussion, you repeat the test and you keep repeating it till those scores are basically the same. And then ideally you're seeing a doctor this whole process, somebody that specializes in you know, concussions and neurology, that they're checking your symptoms, making sure the headaches are gone, making sure that any of your concussion symptoms are better, and then you start sort of an exercise program, things like running and lifting weights, and see if the symptoms come back. And if they do, then you wait longer. If they don't, then you work sort of through this sports return program.
We've talked what the athlete needs to do, sort of the symptoms, the signs, and the benefits of reporting that early. Parents, we've told them what to watch for. In terms of athletic staff, let's talk at the high school level specifically, how are they doing in understanding what they need to watch for and how they need to react to what they see when they're watching?
I think it's getting better, clearly. I think that just the medical staff being there, and specifically the athletic trainers and the physicians, I think, more schools have athletic trainers than ever before, but it's still not as high as we'd like it. But having people other than coaches that are dedicated solely to the health of the athlete, I think, is critical. But even then, it's still challenging. There could be 100 athletes, on the field, and it's hard for, maybe one doctor and a couple athletic trainers, if you're lucky to have all of that, to watch every athlete. And so that's where it gets really important that you do have a medical staff that you can report to, but players watch for each other and alert the athletic trainers and the doctors that, hey, so-and-so doesn't look right. Can you go check him out? I think that's critically important that everybody works together to recognize these injuries.
This is something that you've been talking about over the last several years. Are you seeing improvement? Are you seeing that we're maybe moving in a direction where at least we're able to understand the risk now and pull the athlete out of competition?
I do think it's getting better. I think the media awareness, I know it's been criticized a lot. Football fanatics have been really judgmental about the media focusing on concussions, but it's done a tremendous amount of good for raising awareness of it. I think that's been critical. I think we still have a long way to go. This is going to be a challenge that, again, since we probably can't eliminate every concussion, we just can just limit it, and we can certainly protect the athlete once it occurs. So we still have a ways to go. But I do think we're getting there in terms of awareness, in terms of education, and our ability to treat them has increased tremendously. Our ability, with brain scans and some of these functional tests now, I think we're improving in a lot of different ways.
When you're looking for the area of concussion and what to do, how to react, that type of thing, basically any sports injury, if you go to Dr. Geier's website, which is Dr. David Geier, GEIER.com, information there on injuries, recovery, prevention. It's a wealth of information at the website. He's the author of the excellent book that we've talked about on this program, That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever. All that information at Dr. Geier's website, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Geier, always a pleasure having you back on another program talking about some of the long-term risk of concussions. We'll talk about that on a future program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.